Continue in Sefer HaTanya. Let's try to finish Perek Lamed Chet tonight. We are on page Resh Ein Aleph. We are discussing the difference between a mitzvah that is done without Kavanah and the mitzvah that is done with Kavanah, that the light that is drawn, the Or En Sof Baruch Hu that is drawn down by doing the mitzvah is not the same in both. The Or Hashem that is Nimshach, when a person does a mitzvah with Kavanah, with Dvekut in his mind with Hashem, is much, much more than when the mitzvah is done without Kavanah. Ve'lo she'dvekut ha'machshava ve'sechel ha'adam bo yitbarach, hi mitzad atzma le'mala midvekut kiyum ha'mitzvot ma'asiyot ve'po'al mamash. Now he's going to say something very deep here. He says, we might think, why is it that when you do a mitzvah with Kavanah, that it's better? We think that the mitzvah is the act. That's the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. If I am able to put my mind to it, then what I just did is I brought up the level, the quality of the mitzvah to a higher level. That's why there is a Or Gadol that is Nimshach when a mitzvah is done with Kavanah. He says, it's not like that. That's not true. Who are we? Who do we think we are? That if we invest our mind and our heart into the mitzvah becomes bigger. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Ratzon of Hashem. Remember, like he repeats many times, Baratani Azukutot again Ba'adenu, he repeats many times, the mitzvah is Or Hashem, Ratzon Hashem Hapnimi, Beli Hester Panim. Remember that. He says that many times. It's the Ratzon of Hashem without Hester Panim, which means it's direct will of Hashem, the act of the mitzvah. We can take that and make it better because we put our mind into it, so we elevated the mitzvah. The mitzvah is an entity already by itself of Ratzon of Hashem. So why is it that when we put Kavanah, it makes the mitzvah greater? Is there something that... are we able to make mitzvot greater? The mitzvah is already the word of Hashem. What is anything we can do? Im tzadakta matiten lo, like the pasuk says. If you become a tzaddik, what do you think you're giving him? You're not, and the mitzvah is him. So we're making the mitzvah bigger because we put our mind into it. What does this mean? So he explains. No, ela mipene shezehu gam ken retzono yitbarach ledovka. בסכר ומחשבה וכוונת המצוות מעשיות ובכוונת קריאת שמה ותפילה ושאר ברכות. He says, it's not because we're adding our kavanah and therefore elevating the quality of the mitzvah. No. To put kavanah into mitzvah is part of the Ratzon of Hashem. That's why. It's part of the mitzvah itself. והארת רצון העליון הזה המאירה ומלובשת בכוונה זו היא גדולה לאין קץ למעלה מעלה. The light of the Ratzon HaElyon that illuminates with this kavanah is much greater מהארת רצון העליון המאירה ומלובשת בקיום המצוות עצמן במעשה ובדיבור בלי כוונה. כגודל מעלת אור הנשמה על הגוף, just like you have the difference between the light of the neshama compared to the guf. Shehu kli u'malbush ha'neshama. The guf is the vessel that contains the neshama in it. Kemo guf ha'mitzvah atzma. Shehu kli u'malbush likavanata. The same thing. The mitzvah, the outer act of the mitzvah is the guf. The neshama of the mitzvah is the kavana. ואף שבשתיהם במצווה ובכוונתה מלובש רצון אחד פשוט בתכלית הפשיטות בלי שום שינוי וריבוי חס ושלום, even though in both aspects, in the mitzvah, the act, and in the kavana, is מלובש, is contained, the רצון אחד, the רצון of Hashem, without any change. There's no different רצונות, there's no different wills, the will of Hashem that is contained in the mitzvah, and then the will of Hashem that is contained in the kavanah. Oh. ומיוחד במהותו ועצמותו יתברך ותכלית הייחוד, אף על פי כן ההערה אינה שווה. Still, although the רצון of Hashem is the same, but the light that emanates from the mitzvah as is without kavana versus from the mitzvah with kavana is different bibchinat tzimtzum veitpashtut, because of the matter of tzimtzum and hitpashtut. Tzimtzum means diminishing, restriction. The tzimtzum of the light of Hashem, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers up the light, he filters it, that it doesn't show. When the mitzvah is done without kavanah, the light is mitzumtzam. It's the same light, but it's mitzumtzam. It doesn't illuminate, it doesn't go forth as much as the hitpashtut, the manifestation of the light of Hashem, when the mitzvah is done with kavanah. V'nechleket gam ken le'arba madregot. He says, the mitzvah with kavanah can also be divided into four categories, just like we found regarding everything in this world has four categories. There's dam, domem, tzomeach, and chai, and medaber. And we said it's keneged arba otiyot of yudkev avkev. He says, ki gufa mitzvot atzma mamash, the act of the mitzvah itself, hem bet madregot. They are two levels. Shehen, mitzvot ma'asiyot mamash. One level is the mitzvot of action, the active mitzvot. Umitzvot atluyot bedibur umachshava kemo talmud Torah ukriat shema utfila uberkat hamazon ushar uberachot. And you have the other type of mitzvot themselves, which are the mitzvot that we do with our speaking or thinking, such as Talmud Torah, Kriyat Shema, praying, Birkat HaMazon, and Brachot. So those are the two levels as far as mitzvah itself. Then, v'kavanat ha-mitzvot, when it comes to the kavanah, there's also two levels. Ledovka bo yidbarach, shehi kaneshama laguf, the kavanah of having dvekut in our minds with Hashem is like the neshama to the guf. Nechleket gam ken ishte madregot. So the guf ha-mitzvah has two parts. The neshama of the mitzvah, which is kavanah, has two parts. כמו שתי מדרגות הנשמה שהן בגוף החומרי, שהם חי מדבר. Just like when we have domem and tzomeach, that is the lower level, the two levels of the physicality. And then you have the chai and medaber, the higher two levels which correspond to the neshama. What are the two parts of the kavana? כי מי שדעתו יפה, לדעת את השם ולהתבונן בגדולתו יתברך, one who has a good mind to be aware and to know Hashem and to think into the greatness of Hashem, ולהוליד מבינתו יראה אילאה במוחו, and as a result to bring out in his mind a higher level of יראה, ואהבת השם בחלל הימיני שבליבו, and to engender a love of Hashem in the right ventricle of his heart, as mentioned many times in the Sefer, lihiyot nafshot me'al Hashem ledovka bo, to become thirsty, to cling to Hashem al yedei kiyum haTorah veHaMitzvot, shehem hamshachat veHe'arat or insof Baruch Hu al nafsho ledovka bo. After all, the mitzvot are the way, like we're speaking, to draw the light of Hashem upon our nefesh, to cling to Hashem. ובכוונה זו, הוא לומד ומקיים מצוות. And with this kavana, to bring about יראת שמיים and אהבת השם, and to bring down the light of Hashem into his nefesh, that's the kavana that he uses when he learns Torah and when he does מצוות. וכן בכוונה זו מתפלל ומברך, הרי כוונה זו על דרך משל, כמו נשמת המדבר. This corresponds to the neshama of the highest level of the four, which is the medaber, the speaker, the human. שהוא בעל שכל ובחירה, ובדעת ידבר. The human being is a בעל שכל, he has an intellect, and he has free will. This type of kavana is the kavana that comes with free will, with da'at, with choice. But there is a second level, a lower level of kavana. ומי שדעתו קצרה, לדע ולהתבונן בגדולת אינסוף, ברוך הוא להוליד אהבה מבינתו בהתגלות ליבו, וכן היראה במוחו ופחד השם בליבו, And someone who's not able, he comes up short intellectually. He's not able to ponder and to think too much into the greatness of Hashem in order to engender a love, a manifested love in his heart, an open love in his heart, and yira'ah in his mind from Hashem. Rak, so what is it? Shezocher u'me'oreret ha'ahava ha'tiv'it ha'msuteret b'libo. Remember, we spoke about this in a previous perek, that every Jew has a dormant love in his heart for Hashem. Yesh ahava mesuteret mukhbet b'toch nefesh kol Yehudi ve'Yehudi. U'motzi'a meha'elem ve'ester alev el ha'gilui b'moach al kol panim she'yeh retzono שבמוחו ותעלומות ליבו מסכים ומתרצה בריצוי גמור באמת לאמיתו למסור נפשו בפועל ממש על ייחוד השם. Which means he's not on the level to be mitbonen in gedulat Hashem and to be in raptures with Hashem and to be filled with yira and ahava. But he knows that in his heart he has ahava mesuteret. There is a dormant love for Hashem and he wants to bring it out. He wants to bring it out. It doesn't necessarily come out like galui, but he wants, he agrees with him, with it. He's interested to develop a love, to develop that love that's in him towards Hashem. In order to cling, to attach his nefesh to Hashem with all its levushim, and to include it in the achdut, in the oneness of Hashem, שהוא רצון העליון המלובש בתלמוד תורה בקיום המצוות, which is the רצון העליון, which is contained in the תלמוד תורה and קיום המצוות. וגם היראה כלולה בה לקבל מלכותו, and the יראת השם is also included in it, to accept מלכותו יתברך, שלא למרוד בו חס ושלום, at least not to rebel. ובכוונה זו הוא סור מרע ועושה טוב. So with this כוונה, he stops from doing bad and he does good, ולומד ומתפלל ומברך בפירוש המילות לבדו. And so he tries his best to pray and to learn with the meaning of the words at least. Without real feelings of love and yira'ah in the open in his heart. But he wants, he knows that it's in him. And he wants to bring it out when he does the mitzvah. This second level of kavanah, it's like the neshama of a baal chai. Of an animal, שלא בעל שכל ובחירה, that doesn't have an intellect and doesn't have בחירה, right? The אהבה המסותרת בליבו של כל יהודי is not by choice. We have it. It's תורשתי. We inherit it from our. וכל מידותיו שאין יראתו מדברים המזיקים אותו ואהבתו לדברים הנאהבים אצלו. And all his midot, which is his יראה, his fear from things that will harm him, his love to things that will be good before Hashem. Hem rak tiv'iim etzlo. It's all instinct. Lo mibinato v'da'ato. By the animal, whatever he goes after, whatever he stays away from, it's all by his survival instincts. V'kach hem aderech mashal. So the same thing. This yira ve'ava tiv'iit hamsutarot belev kol Yisrael. This naturally born, inborn, instinctive love that a Jew has to Am Yisrael is not something that is by bechira. It's instinctive. Ki hen Yerushalayim me'avotenu kemo teva benafshotenu. It's an instinct that we inherited from our forefathers, kanizkar le'el, as we mentioned before in Perek Yudchet. But those are the four levels of the mitzvah and its kavana. There is the mitzvot ma'asiyot, mitzvot shel dibur u'machshava, kavana of dvekut b'shem with ahava and yira'ah, and kavana of the that is to at least bring out the ahava hamesuteret shebelibo that is in the heart of each and every Jew. These are the four levels of the guf and the neshama. Guf, two parts to the guf, and neshama, two parts to the neshama, as far as levels of the mitzvah and the kavana is concerned. Okay, Rabotai, so that is Perek Lamed Chet. Bezrat Hashem.